So Matt, talk us through that swim.
To win then, I needed a perfect race, and I did not have a perfect race right off the bat. My arms came out of streamline from my head, so breaking that streamline is a big loss of momentum. Try to get it back, I might have gone out and used a little more energy than I wanted to that first 50, and then I hurt on the back end. I think I kind of scrambled, didn't use the rotation to my advantage. So again, just a lot of little things that started adding up. Let's go 52.4. I need to be my best, and yeah, just a lot of little mess-ups.
Pat, when you talked about losing the streamline on the start and then kind of scrambling, was there a point where you said, okay, maybe I should slow down, or did you just keep that pace?
I thought the first 50, I was just trying to get into my rhythm, and I thought it was pretty good. When I flipped on the wall, I thought I was in a great place. I didn't think I'd hurt as bad as I did on the last 15, so that was a little bit of a surprise. But yeah, I just tried to hold my stroke as best I could.
Looking, obviously backstroke is hard to see where you are, but did you get any sense at any point where you were?
I thought at the 75 we're dead even, and then I think I was fading and my vision started fading, so I couldn't see as well.
You weren't dead even, you were even a little bit in front.
I'm very surprised I lost the back half of that. That's not how I train.
Mean by that?
Well, I train to finish. I don't train to die. I always try to finish my sets strong. Every practice I do all year long, the last 50 is my fastest 50. And it's not because I save up so much, it's just try to make them exactly even. The last one's usually like a tenth faster. So I know practice living, not dying. So dying there is very disappointing.